This is the world briefing for Saturday, August 15th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get you caught up on a day packed with seismic and geopolitical shocks. We begin in Indonesia, where a massive magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the Flores Island coast before dawn, killing at least 47 people, with officials warning that number is likely to rise. The quake flattened roughly 157 homes, damaged 200 more, and destroyed over 100 public buildings, while triggering more than 235 aftershocks. A brief tsunami warning sent coastal residents scrambling for higher ground before it was lifted. Nearly 2,000 people are now in temporary shelters, and a major highway has been cut off, complicating relief efforts. As if that weren't enough, a second 6.4 magnitude quake struck Sumatra later the same day. The European Union has offered satellite mapping assistance to help coordinate the emergency response, and international aid is beginning to mobilize. Now let's turn to the Middle East, where tensions are boiling over on multiple fronts. The UAE has accused Iran of unprovoked drone attacks on two of its ADNOC sea tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, the third such incident in the strategic waterway this week alone. Abu Dhabi is calling it outright piracy and a direct threat to global energy security, and crude prices have already jumped more than a dollar a barrel on the news. Meanwhile, in Washington, the U.S. president is standing firm on recent actions against Iran, insisting the decisions were correct and flatly rejecting calls for an apology as the tanker crisis escalates. On another front, Israel carried out a strike in Lebanon that killed 9 people, even as Israeli forces await U.S. approval for a larger operation to seize the Ali Taher Ridge north of the Litani River, a position believed to house Hezbollah tunnel networks and command facilities. The IDF reportedly already controls much of the ridge, but has paused its advance while Washington pushes for a limited operation that minimizes civilian harm. And in the West Bank, the U.S. ambassador didn't mince words, calling it terrorism after Israeli troops reportedly stood by while settlers besieged Palestinian homes. Shifting to Europe, NATO scrambled fighter jets over Latvia after a Russian drone crossed into its airspace and was shot down, this following a reported electromagnetic warfare incident. Russia, meanwhile, says it intercepted dozens of Ukrainian drones over its own territory, another sign that the drone war along NATO's eastern flank shows no signs of slowing down. Finally, a note of diplomacy from Asia. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung has formally called for peace talks with North Korea aimed at officially ending the Korean War, more than 7 decades after the armistice was signed. It's a bold overture, though Pyongyang has yet to respond. That's your world briefing for August 15th. Our thoughts are with the people of Indonesia as recovery efforts continue. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe, and we'll be back with you again soon.